If You're Too Smart to Give Your Tween a Smartphone, by Janine Annette in the Wall Street Journal. These devices let kids keep in touch without turning them into screen time zombies. Parents are facing a back-to-school and back-to-in-person activities challenge. How to give teens and preteens a way to reach them without opening a door to the screen time temptations that come with a smartphone. A growing contingent of child psychologists and other experts recommend parents wait until eighth, as in eighth grade, to give their child an unrestricted internet-connected device. At that stage of development, where kids are struggling the most with focus, impulse control, and identity, we prematurely give them an adult tool that provides distractions, said Melody Hempe, the founder of Screen Strong, which advocates for reducing screen time for children. Some parents use software like Bark or Custodio to place limits on kids' smartphones. Others purchase basic feature phones, aka dumb phones, or flip phones for their kids. These days, however, even flip phones can usually access the internet, so it's better to pick a device that offers more control. Here, four favorites of parents, experts, and kids. 1. To stick to the basics in style. The Lightphone 2 won't allow your child to get on the internet or social media, but it will allow him to call and text, including group chats, on the AT&T network, as well as access simple tools like an alarm, calculator, and music podcast player. The sleek black and white design looks grown up enough to appease your 13 going on 30 middle schooler, but the device is more expensive than other picks, doesn't currently offer GPS tracking, and won't ship until the fall. $299 plus plans from $30 a month, thelightphone.com, all one word. 2. To fit in with peers designed to mimic the appearance of an iPhone or Android, but without access to internet, games, or social media. The Gab is great for kids concerned with being the odd one out. It's also the device Ms. Hempe recommends to families because of its accessible price and plethora of parental controls, from screen time limits to GPS tracking. The phone runs on Gab's own 4G LTE network. No contract required. $100 plus plans from $20 a month. GabWireless.com. GABB Wireless, one word. 3. To communicate without fuss. Exclusive to Verizon customers, the Gizmo Watch 2 lets kids keep in touch with 10 approved contacts and comes with GPS tracking. But Super Texter parents, beware. You have to use the Gizmo Hub app to text the child from your own phone. There is no group texting, and your child can only text a pre-written phrase, emoji, or voice message. New York mom of two, Katie Barr Cornish, said, "The Gizmo seemed more fun for my daughter, and less likely she'd lose it since it's on her wrist." $100 plus $10 a month, Verizon.com. 4. To use age-appropriate apps. Pinwheel phones access neither the internet nor social media, but offer their own age-appropriate, non-addictive apps like a virtual journal, e-reader, and Duolingo language app. Parents use a companion app on their own phones to choose different modes like school mode or free play mode that allow or block features. Only whitelisted contacts approved by a parent can interact with a child, from $149 plus plans from $15 a month. Pinwheel.com.